I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Strep throat is an infection in the throat and tonsils that is especially common in school-age children and teens. To talk about the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of strep throat is Dr. Clarice Clemens. She's a pediatric ear, nose, and throat specialist at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Clemens, why are school-age children and teens more susceptible to strep throat than other ages?
It's really related mostly to that age group being in school and being around each other in close proximity with each other. So strep throat is spread basically by droplets that are created when children sneeze or cough. And so when you have a lot of kids all together in a small environment, they're more prone to getting these infections.
Are the symptoms of strep throat in children and teens distinctly different than any other kind of sore throat?
So unfortunately, they're not. The symptoms that we typically see with strep throat would be high fever, obviously a sore throat. Kids often have very red tonsils with pus on them in the back of the throat, sometimes some lymph nodes in their neck. But there are other infections caused by viruses or other bacteria that can also cause very similar symptoms.
So what's a parent to do? What's the best approach if their child has what seems like a pretty bad sore throat?
Being seen by a healthcare professional is very important because there is some diagnostic workup that needs to be done in order to determine if this is an infection actually caused by a strep bacteria or if it's a virus.
And what is the test for a strep throat? How can you diagnose it accurately?
So the first test that's usually offered is a rapid strep test, which can be done very quickly in the pediatrician's office. That test is very sensitive, meaning if it's positive, the child has greater than 95% chance that they do have strep throat. If that test is negative, that doesn't necessarily mean they don't have strep throat. It just means the test didn't pick it up. So at that point, we typically offer a throat culture to be sent, which takes about a day to come back before we have those results.
And what is the treatment for strep throat typically for children?
So strep throat is caused by a bacteria that we call group A streptococcus. And so the treatment is antibiotics. Typically penicillin or amoxicillin is our first line. And then in children that are allergic, there are some other antibiotics that we can choose.
Is it important for children to be seen by a healthcare provider once they have these symptoms? Is it important to catch strep early in the process?
If it is, in fact, a strep throat infection, it's important to have children on antibiotics as soon as possible because there are some complications that can occur from bad strep throat infections, which include things like rheumatic fever, which cause joint and heart problems, as well as some sort of issues with the kidneys, which can cause additional problems down the road. And so it is important, in fact, to diagnose these patients and treat them appropriately with antibiotics.
How long are children contagious?
The pediatrics guidelines suggest that kids should stay out of school until they are no longer running fevers and have had antibiotics on board for 24 hours.
Is there much we can do as parents to prevent our children from getting strep in the school year?
I wish there was. Again, a good hand hygiene, encouraging your children to wash their hands before they eat and drink. And then also making sure that if your child does have a strep infection, you keep them home appropriately so that they don't spread it to other children.
Dr. Clemens, thanks for providing this information about strep throat.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.